Chapter 7. "I need a drink," Sunny said as she came through Jesse's front door.
"Martini?"
"Yes." Jesse made her a martini and himself a scotch and soda and brought the drinks into the living room. Sunny drank nearly half of hers. Jesse raised his eyebrows.
"Hey," he said, "I'm the boozer around here."
Richie's wife had a son, Richard Felix Burke, 7 pounds, 4 ounces.
Jesse nodded. "Drink up," he said.
Sunny sat for a time in silence. Jesse was silent with her. Then she said, "Richie called me. He sounded so excited, so happy."
"Must be an exciting thing," Jesse said.
"It's over," Sunny said.
"You and Richie?"
"Yes," she said. "I know him. He will never leave his son or his son's mother."
Jesse nodded.
Sunny drank the rest of her martini. Jesse stood to make her another one. "No," Sunny said. "I don't want to get drunk. I just needed some kind of little jolt to help me get past this."
"The jolt work?" Jesse said.
"No."
"Generally doesn't," he said.
"Several more jolts won't work either," Sunny said.
"Probably not," Jesse said.
"At least the roller coaster is over," Sunny said. "We're apart. We might get together. We might not. We might.
At least we have closure. Excuse the dreadful cliche."
"Excused," Jesse said.
"You want to stay here tonight?"
Sunny shook her head.
"I couldn't."
"No ulterior motives," Jesse said. "I can sleep on the couch."
"Thank you, but no," Sunny said. "I think I need to be alone. May as well get used to it."
"You may not be with Richie," Jesse said, "but you won't be alone."
Sunny smiled.
"Thank you." They were quiet. Then Sunny stood and walked over to Jesse and kissed him gently on the mouth, and straightened and walked out through the front door and closed it gently behind her. Jesse heard her heels go down the outside stairs, and she was gone. He still had most of his drink left. He sipped it slowly, looking at the big photo of Ozzie Smith stretched parallel to the infield, catching a line drive. Then he got up and made another drink and walked with it to the French doors that opened onto the little balcony that overlooked the harbor. He didn't go out. He sipped his drink and looked at the dark water. Then he raised his half-drunk glass of scotch.
"Good luck, Richard Felix Burke," he said, and drank.